It is December the 15th. We have seven games rounding out, could be the middle of your matchup, could be the end of a normal matchup, could be the end of a two-week matchup. Lots going on today. Some injury updates for Scotty Barnes, Joel Embiid, guys that aren't going to play tonight. But injury updates nonetheless. This is the Sunday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I am your host, Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. And find us, FBI Basketball, on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your podcast, video content, whatever it is. Please go and subscribe and like and thumbs up and everything. We are part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Seven games, but some quick injury updates before we get into the games. A Scotty Barnes one. So participating in team activities, but non-contact at this point. So still, I think, a couple of weeks away. They are expecting him to be cleared for contact around the new year. So we are basically 2 weeks away from then. So we're still looking at a multiple week absence for Scotty Barnes. Emmanuel quickly, assume he's getting closer, but has not been cleared for practice yet. So we're still at least a game or two away, I would say, from Emmanuel quickly returning. Joel Embiid is questionable for tomorrow's game. They're going to reevaluate him. We know he has a sinus fracture. So yeah, will he play with a mask? I feel like he's played with a mask before. So we'll find out more, probably not tonight, unless maybe it's later tonight, if not before the game tomorrow. And not a lot of other injury updates in terms of players that aren't playing tonight. So we'll just get into the games and we'll talk about those guys as we get to their teams. All right. First game. Oh, let's scroll that up. We don't need to see the top bit. New Orleans at Indiana. This one tips off in about 90 minutes time. For the Pelicans, we know that they've got their injury concerns. Nothing has changed. No one really coming back here. Javonte Green is questionable. He'll play a role. Not really a fantasy target, though. Yeah, it's really Brandon Boston. He's the guy that just keeps maintaining value because of injuries to other players. So if he's available, I'd probably consider him. We'll see. I think he's played, let me have a look. His minutes have been pretty good since the Ingram injury. I want to say in the high 20s. Don't hold me to that as I have a look. Where are we? Game log. 26, 28 in the two games. Then before that, he was down a little bit. They were healthy. But, yeah, look, the last two games have been okay. I think he can hold some back-end value for the foreseeable future. For the Pacers, we know the story here. TJ McConnell, if you need assists and steals. Obi Toppin has been very good of late. He scored double digits in about five games, I think. The minutes are up. But they do have Thomas Bryant playing tonight. So it will be interesting to see how they plan on using Thomas Bryant. Is he a backup every night? Is he a backup in certain matchups? Tonight might not be one of those because, I mean, Daniel Tice, I guess, is going to play some minutes as backup center. But I just roll Obi Toppin out there against Daniel Tice. So we'll see. We'll see how Bryant – we're not picking up Bryant. Let's get that clear. but his role could obviously impact guys like Obi Toppin and Jarris Walker. So keep an eye on there. Benedict Mathurin, look for him to bounce back tonight. He's been okay, but he hasn't been as good as he was to start the season. But yeah, maybe tonight is the night. Boston at Washington. Boston get Tatum back. They get Hauser back. They are without Al Horford, who is just out resting. So otherwise relatively healthy, and with everyone relatively healthy, there is not a lot of streaming value here. Unless you're of the opinion that they're going to win this by 20, which they very well might. They are 17.5 point favourites. So maybe Sam Hauser has some value here if you need threes. And with no Al Horford, maybe we're looking at Luke Kornet. But as we've seen, it could be Kornet, could be Kader, could be Tillman. So, take your pick. For the Wizards, they are also without, we know, Malcolm Brogdon, Corey Kispert, Kyle Kuzma, Kai Sean George. We're rolling with Champagne, I guess. One of the more unexpected waiver wire pickups, let's put it that way. So he's been playing big minutes. He's starting. He's getting steals. So I think we roll with him. Bob Carrington is interesting. He's been not great. The minutes have been better with the injuries, but he hasn't been doing much with them. I'm still okay with rolling him out there tonight, but against Boston, certainly not an ideal matchup. So I think I'd rather Champagne if I had to pick between the two, but I think we could look at both of them. Jonas Valanciunas, his minutes are down. He just doesn't look like he wants to be there. If you just need some boards on the last day of your matchup, then maybe he can get you 7 or 8 boards in 15 minutes. So have a look at him. All right, New York at Orlando. And I do see the questions. I'm just seeing what they're in relation to. I'm at 17. Yeah, okay, we'll get to those shortly. New York at Orlando. For the Knicks, pretty healthy at the moment. And when they're healthy, there's no streaming value other than McBride, maybe, but he hasn't been great. Precious Achiuwa, if you need some big man stats. He's been playing quite well as the backup behind Cat. So, a little bit of defensive stuff and some rebounds. For Orlando, still without Franz, still without Paolo, as we know. Jonathan Isaac is probable to return. Gary Harris is questionable. So give them a little bit more depth. The return of both of those guys, I don't think it impacts the starters too much, but it probably impacts Cole Anthony, Anthony Black, because they will go with Gary Harris for 15 to 20 minutes if he's healthy, I think. We're rolling with Badadze. Wendell Carter Jr., probably I'd rather Badadze. De Silva, not interested in him, and Caldwell Pope if you need threes. And steals, he's been very up and down, but the role is secure enough, I think. Jonathan Isaac, would I consider him tonight? Maybe. The minutes will probably be down. They always are down, but they might even be further down given he's coming back off an injury. Minnesota at San Antonio for the Wolves. Another team that's relatively healthy at the moment. Jaden McDaniels was very good in that last game. Against the Spurs, it's a favourable matchup, so if you want to roll with him for another game, go ahead. But just be ready to drop. He could go back to being the usual McDaniels. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Dante DiVincenzo, fine. Neither are that appealing. I have DiVincenzo in one 16-team league, but... excuse me, man. I need to stop yawning in the morning, don't I? That was more just because they played two games in 3 nights. We got nothing out of him the other night, and I wouldn't expect any different tonight. For the Spurs, Stephon Castle is questionable to return after missing the last game. He would presumably come back into the starting lineup, and maybe Jeremy Sochan goes back to the bench. They seem to like what Champagne is bringing them at the moment with his floor spacing. I mean, we know, I know I would rather have Vassell and Sochan in there over Champagne and Barnes, but I just don't think that's going to happen. Both Vassell and Sochan are still worth rostering, obviously. Charles Bassey has been good in limited minutes, but as long as Wemby's healthy, there's just not enough there for him to be a rosterable player. Portland at Phoenix, bring that one up there. For the Blazers, well, breaking news. I should have had this as the headline. DeAndre Ayton out. He will miss his second consecutive game. Robert Williams is questionable to return. Klingon is, well, he'll play. He played in the last game. He may start this one. Robert Williams being healthy would impact what he can do, although I think Klingon is probably on a minutes return no matter what, so he's probably looking at 20 minutes, and they'll either just roll with Robert Williams as the backup or timeshare, or, and I mean, between the two of them, we may not even get a full 48 minutes, so they might still go with Jabari Walker as a bit of a small ball center. I'm not interested in Walker. Scoot, I guess, if you need some assists. He hasn't looked very good this season, I don't think. Kamara, fine, very borderline, but he's okay, much like Denny Avdija. For Phoenix, Bradley Beal, questionable. If he comes back into the lineup, Royce O'Neal would presumably move back to the bench. Both he and Grayson Allen are the only two I'm interested in here in standard leagues. Allen for threes and Royce O'Neal for some assists and rebounds and defense. He does little bits of everything, so he might still play just enough to have some back end value. Ryan Dunn and Mason Plumlee were both decent in the last game per minute, but I don't think there's enough playing time to rely on them. Dallas at Golden State, so the second of the, it's not a makeup game, but the losers from the quarterfinals for Dallas. PJ Washington is off the injury report, so he will move back into the starting lineup. So we'll see Quentin Grimes, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Dan Gafford playing the majority of the bench minutes. Klay Thompson has been better of late. The minutes are still in the mid-20s. But I'm okay with holding him in most leagues, at least while he's shooting the ball well. Grimes, not really. Not for me. Dan Gafford, we're watching his minutes. I've said sort of all along, if he's getting 20, he's probably a hold. If he's down in the sort of 15 to 17 range, he's very borderline. He's very specialist anyway. But yeah, let's have a look at what his minutes look like in a matchup where the Warriors could go small. Now, Dennis Schroeder not playing tonight at this stage, so we won't see him in the lineup, so it's just business as usual. For the Warriors, Draymond Green could start at center here. I wouldn't be surprised if they would go with Kevon Looney against Derek Lively. Jonathan Kuminga has been playing quite well, so should be rostered at the moment. But the arrival of Schroeder could hurt him a little bit. It could hurt a few players, but Kuminga being one of them. Pajemski, Gary Payton, I wouldn't bother. I don't think that there's probably better options tonight on your waiver wire. And same goes for Trace Jackson Davis. And the last game of the night, the Memphis Grizzlies at Los Angeles to play the Lakers. For the Grizzlies, Zach Edey is questionable to return. But I've said it wouldn't surprise me if they do leave Brandon Clark as the starting center, even when Edey is back just because they've been playing so well. Clark's playing well. He plays his role very well, so he doesn't try to do too much, but has been doing enough to be rostered in standard leagues, which I love to see. Jalen Wells, when they're healthy, again, not a much there for me. Marcus Smart assists and steals only. He is questionable as well. Aldama, we keep rolling with him. Scottie Pippen, no. Jake Laravia, no. Luke Kennard, no. They've just got one of the benefits, I suppose, or I don't know how you want to phrase it, but from their season last year where they had all these injuries, they've now got all this depth. So they're still not healthy. They're without GG Jackson. They're without Vince Williams. Yet they still have a very deep roster, deep rotation that they can dive into. For the Lakers, LeBron James questionable to return after he's missed the last two games. I don't know if he's back here. I hope he is because I really feel like having him there. Well, obviously we know it makes them a better team, but it in a weird way, I think it boosts the value of other players. You would think that not having him there means others have to do more stuff. But Anthony Davis is a very good example. When LeBron's not there, the teams just double team him, and it's a lot harder for him to get good looks at the basket. So hopefully LeBron comes back if you have Anthony Davis or Austin Reeves. D'Angelo Russell was terrible in that last game, so look for him to try and get things back on track because he had been better prior to that game. Dalton Connect, he'll get hot one of these games. Like he's going to come out and have a 24-point game where he hits six threes. Is it tonight? Maybe, but would you rely on that? Absolutely not. Again, of him, Dalton Connect, Rui Hachimura and Max Christie, I like Christie's fantasy game, but I think his ceiling is the lowest in terms of minutes, especially if LeBron James is back. So just keep an eye on that rotation there. All right, let's have a look at some questions. Okay, Mahi, is that? I'm not sure if that's how I pronounce it. New Zealand, neighbour of mine, a place I've been to a couple of times. New Zealand, one of my favourite places in the world. Thinking about a Klingon stream with Rob Williams potentially out. Yeah. Yep. I think he, as I said, I don't think they're going to push him too hard, but he could play 22, 23 minutes. So I think even with Williams out, Klingon is worth a look in a points league. Obviously, he's not as good in points formats because a lot of his value comes from blocks and efficiency. Which aren't as valuable. Well, I mean, blocks are relatively, I suppose, important, but field goal percentage doesn't matter in a points league. So, I think he's still worth a look, though, especially with Ayton out as well. All right. What do we got? Shining Knight says he's had more sign. Yeah, he has. So he has worn a mask. I'm sure he has. That's Embiid we're talking about. Would I drop Ayton for Mark Williams in a 17 points league? I'm probably the wrong person to ask because I would, but that's more about the fact that I just wouldn't want Ayton on my team. In a points league, Ayton certainly has more upside because he scores more. But you need him to be healthy, and he's not. And Mark Williams is trending in the right direction. If you were just both players were healthy and sort of playing 26 minutes a night, Ayton would be my preferred option. But, you know my thoughts on Ayton. So I'm okay with that. And in a 7-team league, I'm assuming waivers are very deep. So I don't think Ayton's upside is high enough that you need to be holding him in a 7-team league. Hey, Kingy, would you take Rozier, Highsmith or Duncan to be the least arse? Do you mean by least ass? I'm not sure. To be the least ass. Okay. You'll tell me what that means. Who would I take anyway if we're looking at, I don't know, streaming? Probably not Highsmith. Rozier. I don't know, none of them are super appealing. Rozier has the highest ceiling, obviously, because we've seen him do it in the past, but he's been very average this season. I still think I'd have Rozier there if I had to pick out of those three. All right, sell high on Suggs in a 10-team points league. If so, what's a reasonable return? He went big versus, yes, he did. Surely he can replicate. He's been a little bit up and down. Now would be the time to sell high because, obviously we're going to get Paolo back in the next week or two. Franz is still a while off, but even just Paolo coming in will impact what Suggs is doing. What's a reasonable return in a points league? How good would he be in a points league? I mean, he's a lot of his value does come from steals, so that obviously is not as impactful in a points league. Let me just bring up some points league. Coming. Okay, and who are we doing? Jalen Suggs. I would think in a points league you'd probably be looking at a return at the moment based on what he's doing and what he's going to be doing for the next week or so. I think he's probably a top sort of 40 player for the next couple of weeks. And if we're looking rest of season, he's probably top 70, top 60 maybe. If you were looking at a return right now, I'd be trying to get a top 30, top 40 player back. Are Sohan and Vassell worth trading for in a points league? If not, who are alike players? In a points league, Sohan and Vassell, they're both worth trading for. Now is probably a bit of a buy low for both of them because they haven't hit their stride yet. I think in a points league, Vassell is... he could be like a Suggs-ish, so top 80, maybe. And Sohan in a points league is probably sort of similar, maybe slightly lower. He's a bit more valuable in category leagues, I think. I think both are worth trading for. If you only have to give up a top 100 player, I would. Percentages do matter in ESPN. There you go. I play zero leagues on ESPN, so I wouldn't have a clue. But interesting to know. Are Suggs, Reeves, and Trey Murphy holds in a 17 points league? Suggs, yes. Reeves, I'm assuming we mean talking Austin Reeves here. 17. So I'm assuming standard sort of rosters, so 85 players. He's probably borderline, I think, Reeves. Trey Murphy, he probably is at the moment. That could change if they get Zion back, if they get Ingram back. But I think now I'd be holding Suggs, I'd be holding Murphy, and Reeves is sort of borderline in a 17 league. Least bad. Okay, be the least bad. All right, so the best would be Rozier, I think, yes. Least ass. Interesting typo. All right, that will do. 7 games, some injury news, some streaming, guys. I think we've got a relatively usual schedule tomorrow as well, before we have the sort of weird 3 days off. Here we go. ESPN is -1 for missed field goal and same for missed free throw. Okay, interesting. I mean, it's good, I guess, that they're trying to include percentages in points leagues. It does make it a little bit different. In fact, Cookie Monster has Zion and Kawhi on IR, so I think I should hold Suggs and Trey. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So I will be back this afternoon with a post-game show and then a pre-game show tomorrow. Then we've got the weird schedule. But I'll still do the shows, even when there's only one game or zero games. There's stuff to talk about. There's injuries, there's streaming, there's all sorts of things. So Thank you, everyone, for listening. That will do for today's show. Sadly, I do have to go to work. I'm Adam King. This has been the... Let's get rid of the comment first. We don't need that there. Now, I'm Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.